The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. When
그들이 암비볼리와 아볼로니아로 다녀가 데살로니가에 이르니 거기 유대인의 회당이 있는지라 바울이 자기 관례대로
When there was where there was a Jewish synagogue as his custom was Paul went into the synagogue and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ he said Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city official, shouting, These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decree, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the other post bond and let them go.
바울은 고린도에서 데살로니가 교인들에게 써보낸 편지인
In chapter 3, verse 2 of 2 Thessalonians, which is a letter Paul wrote to the believers of Thessalonica, he testified that not everyone has faith. He is saying that not everyone who hears God's words will believe. And not everyone who professes to know and believe in God has belief in God. This was a fact which Paul verified from his experiences in Thessalonica. Paul, when he visited Thessalonica, went to a Jewish synagogue there and, according to his routine custom, preached the gospel of Jesus Christ over three Sabbaths. The key points of the gospel which Paul preached was that only Jesus, who had to die in order to pay for men's sins and who had to live again among the dead in order to bring eternal life to men, was Christ. In other words, Messiah, the Savior. Surprisingly, upon hearing Paul's sermon, a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women came to accept the Lord and became Christians. It was a miracle that this work of salvation happened in Thessalonica because it was a city of idols where Greek myth dominated more than in any other city for the reason that Mount Olympus, which was known at the time as a dwelling place of Greek gods, was nearby. But not everyone who heard Paul's sermon on the same day, at the same time, at the same place, became Christians who came to believe in the Lord. As Paul testified, faith did not belong to everyone. Let us look at verse 5. But other Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. The problem was with other Jews. They were not Gentiles who did not know God. They considered themselves God's chosen people and were proud of knowing God and believing in God better than anyone. But when they heard Paul's sermon, they became seized with burning jealousy. And their jealousy took course according to the negative aspects of love which Paul revealed in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. They enlisted some bad characters from the marketplace. The Greek word
번역되어 있는
The Greek word agoraios, which has been translated as a marketplace in our language, is an adjective form of agora, and agora was a central square which contained not only the market, but public institutions, and where trials and public meetings were held, a place which served as a center of a city. Therefore,
유대인들이 아고라에 있는 불량배들을 동원했다고 하는 것을
Therefore that these Jews rounded some bad characters in the marketplace meant in today's language the Jews rounded up members of organized crime that had taken over Agora.
바울의 설교를 듣고서 바울의 설교 내용의 이의를 제기하면서
The Jews, these Jews who listened to Paul's sermon did not engage in theological debate criticizing the content of Paul's sermon, regardless of what Paul had preached. They became jealous because of what Paul's sermon brought about. As I said 2 weeks ago,
그 유대인들이 데살로니카 유대인 회당의 지도자
This implies that these Jews belong to the leadership group of the synagogue.
단 한 번도 일어나지 않았던 많은 사람의 회심이 뜨내기에 지나지 않는
Their pride would not accept that the repentance of many people, which could not be brought about their own preaching, was achieved by Paul, a mere wandering preacher. Brought about such repentance. They became seized with victim mentality and thought that their religious authority suffered damage because of Paul, and the thing that they dreamed up was to round up thugs to try to get rid of Paul by using violence. The people in this violence to achieve their goal is as old as human history. But what is so pathetic about the Jews of Thessalonica of today's text, is that they so easily resorted to violence, although they were men of religion who were supposed to get rid of violence. Actually, the use of violence which happened 2,000 years ago in Thessalonica among the Jews who believed in God can easily be seen today, 2,000 years later. It is not yesterday that violence has become rampant in a church caught up in conflicts or in church assemblies. It used to be that people thought of Buddhist monks fighting with wooden bats in groups in connection with violence of religious people. But today, violence has become a regular feature of the church. 2,000 years have passed, but God's word is that not everyone has faith. Has not changed one bit. A testimony of verses 6 to 7. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other believers before the city official, shouting, These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house, and they are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus. When the Jews, who are jealous of Paul, raided Jason's house, Paul and his party were not there. As I spoke last week, Jason had provided lodging for Paul's party. Instead of Paul and Paul's party, they dragged Jason, the owner of the house, and other brothers of faith who happened to be at his house at that hour before the city officials as if they were dogs. And they shouted in loud voices of their charge against Jason, namely that Jason welcomed Paul's party who were causing trouble all over the world.
우리말 천하라고 번역된 헬라어 오이쿠메네는
The Greek word oikoumene, which has been translated as the world in our language, is a noun that originally signifies a territory. In Hellenic times, it signified this was used to describe land inhabited by people or which was habitable as opposed to the land where men did not live or could not live. And it was also used to signify the Hellenic world as distinguished from the area where barbarians lived. But at the time of Roman Empire, this word oikoumene came to have a political meaning and came to signify the whole of the territory which was under the governance and decrees of Roman Empire. Therefore, to put it differently, oikoumene meant the entire territory of Roman Empire. And on top of that, the verb anasta in Greek means to turn over, to overthrow. Therefore, that the Jewish people who were jealous of Paul accused Paul's party as being men who have caused trouble all over the world tried to say that there were political criminals who tried to overthrow the Roman Empire. The scheme used by Thessalonica Jews is something that is already familiar to us. Now in Philippi, Paul had saved a poor woman who was being abused by her evil employers from the clutch of an evil spirit. Now these evil men, who could no longer make money off of this poor woman, also dragged Paul and Silas before the city officials. And the content of their charge is described as follows in Acts chapter 16, verses 20 to 21. These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The Greek word ethos, which has been translated in Korean as customs, referred to practices, systems, or regulations which have been established by a custom or law. The citizens of Philippi, a large number of which were made up of retired soldiers of the Roman Empire, were hostile to Jewish people because of the riots they had caused in Rome. The bad employers who had employed the girl who was possessed by an evil spirit incited this hostility of Philippi citizens against Paul and Silas, who were Jews, and falsely accused them of not only causing extreme chaos in Philippi, but of being political criminals who were trying to overthrow the Roman Empire. In other words, they were trying to accuse Paul and Silas of being guilty of political crime. The reason that these evil employers tried to accuse Paul and Silas of being political criminals was because they couldn't make money by continuing to do what they did, which was unrighteous. The reason that Jews of Thessalonica rounded up thugs and went as far as falsely accusing Paul of being a political criminal was because of their jealousy. Now, in this way, violence is always accompanied by untruth. truth, no matter what, never relies on violence. This is because truth has more power than violence of any kind in this world. But violence, on the other hand, is a ploy to protect what is not true. And so they are always a pair. And because untruth or falsity has no substance to begin with, no matter how powerful violence may look, it gives away one day with the untruth that it was trying to protect. From the sense that they enlisted violence and untruth in order to achieve their aim without realizing this very basic fact, there was no difference between the evil employers of Philippi and the religious Jewish men of Thessalonica. No, actually, the religious Jewish men of Thessalonica were much worse. What was worse was that they accused Paul's party of disobeying the order of Caesar and serving another king named Jesus. Disobeying the decree of Caesar, in other words, the decree of the Roman emperor, would already make them serious criminals. But if they had turned their back on Roman emperor and were serving another king named Jesus, they were traitors who deserved to be executed. But this was not true. Paul believed in Jesus Christ, the ruler of the kingdom of God. He did not believe in the Roman emperor. But this ploy used by the Jewish men of Thessalonica to try to characterize Paul's party as traitors of the Roman emperor is also not something that is not known to us. This was the same ploy used by the Jewish leaders of Jerusalem who accused Jesus as a traitor who called himself the King of the Jews. In this sense, the Jewish leaders of Jerusalem and the Jews of Thessalonica were both alike in that they were cunning political hacks. A statesman and a political hack do not mean the same thing. If statesmen are professionals who serve the nation and people, political hacks are profiteers who use politics for their personal gain. It is always the political hacks who are the problem. As long as political hacks thrive in politics, there's no way that politics can advance. This is the same for religion. The Roman Catholic Church of Middle Ages, with 1,500 years of history behind them, faced a downturn because of the priests and leaders who are political players and were blinded by religious power and greed. The people who dishonor Korean Buddhism, which has a wonderful history of 1,500 years, are not non-Buddhists but political monks who pursue their personal gains. The people who are playing a critical role in causing the world to look down on and insult Korean Protestant Church are also political pastors who are blinded by power within the church. If these Jewish people went as far as rounding up thugs to accuse Paul's party as the traitors who opposed the Roman emperor, Then Jason, who had provided his house for such traders for lodging, and his fellow believers who happened to be there, could not be safe. Good day. This is the testimony of verses 8 to 9. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go.
정치권 유대인들로부터 고발 내용을 들은 데살로니가 시민들과 통치자들 사이에 일대
Because of the false plots of the Jewish people, the political hacks, a turmoil broke out among the citizens of Thessalonica and the city officials.
데살로니가에 나타났다는데
Now who would just remain quiet upon hearing that traitors who were trying to overthrow the Roman emperor had entered Thessalonica?
데살로니가의 통치자들은 뜨내기요 외래인인 바울 일행을 체포할 수 없다는 사실을 알게 되자
When the officials realized that they couldn't arrest Paul's party who were this wandering band of men
조치를 취했습니다.
They took additional measures so that they wouldn't cause problems anymore. They received bonds from Jason and brothers of faith who were at Jason's house and released them.
전하고 있습니다. 그러나 우리말 보석금이라고 번역된 헬라어
But the Greek word hikanos, which has been translated as bonds in Korean language, does not always mean money.
충분한 양 혹은 적합한 질을 뜻하는 히카노스는 본문에서는 돈이 아니라
In today's text,
서약서나 각서의 의미로 사용되었습니다.
It signifies a kind of an agreement
다시는
or a pledge.
바울 일행과 상종하지 않겠으며 바울 일행
In other words, it was a kind of an agreement that they would never associate with Paul, who was a traitor, and if he appeared again, they would immediately report him, and if they violated this pledge, they will be subject to punishment.
통했다는 제목으로 고발당한 야손과 믿음의 형제들이 단지
If they had not done so, it probably wouldn't have been sufficient for Jason and fellow brothers of faith who were accused of associating with traitors to just pay money to be released. Now, Jason and other brothers of faith were taken and dragged like dogs before the city officials by the Jews who attacked his house with thugs. Were brand new believers who had just accepted the gospel from Paul.
그들에게는 갑자기 그들에게 몰아닥친 뜻하지 않은 정치적 경랑을 이겨낼 만한 신앙을 갖고 있지 못했습니다.
They had not yet come to form a strong faith which can withstand the sudden political upheaval that came upon them. So, without a choice, they had to write down what the officials who had power over their very livelihood told them to write down. So ultimately, it seemed that the loud voices of the political hacks, the Jews, who even enlisted the help of the thugs, seemed to have won.
종교군들이 승리한 것처럼 보입니다. 적어도
it looked that way, at least from outside.
그러나
But
실제로는 그렇지.
In reality, this was not true.
10절을 보면 데살로니가의 믿음의 형제들은 그날 밤에 바울 일행을 베레아로 피신시켰습니다. 그 믿음의 형제들이
That night, when we look at verse 7, it says that night, the brothers of Thessalonica, who had accepted the gospel from Paul, made Paul's party to escape to Berea. It's not clear whether these men were the same believers who were arrested during the day and were released upon writing a pledge. But what is clear is that the brothers of faith who had written the pledge during the day did not report Paul. Who was staying in Thessalonica at that time in accordance with their pledge.
그리고 바울 일행이 떠난
And even after Paul's party left,
정치권 유대인들은
The Jews, the political hacks, continued to torment Christians.
그 안타까운 소식을 전해들은 바울은
When Paul heard this news, which grieved him,
다시 들어가려고 했지만
he wanted to go back to Thessalonica. But he reveals in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2:18 that he was stopped by Satan.
야손과 믿음의 형제들로 하여금 바울과 관계를 단절한다는 식의 서약서를 쓰게 했던 정치꾼 유대인들 그리고
Satan, of course, refers to the political hacks, the Jews, and the city officials were incited by them, and who made Jason and other brothers of faith write the pledge. It was only too clear that if Paul were to go back to Thessalonica again, Jason and other brothers would get into trouble again. And so Paul had to give up his plan to visit them again, and instead, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul sent Timothy to Thessalonica from Athens. It was to have Timothy encourage the faith of believers of Thessalonica in his place. And personally, Paul himself wrote letters over two times to encourage their faith.
그리고 바울은 데살로니가 1장 6절에서 8절을 통해서
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 to 8 Paul boasts of the believers of Thessalonica. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. The believers of Thessalonians kept the faith in the midst of numerous trials, and they ended up becoming a model to the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And the news about their beautiful faith traveled in all directions as the days went by. And this was not all. Paul, in Romans chapter 16, verse 21, a letter he wrote to believers in Rome, recorded, Timothy, my co-worker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, Sosipater, my fellow Jews. So among the people who were sending greetings with Paul to believers in Rome was Jason, a fellow Jew. The Greek word sanguinis, which has the meaning of a relative, together with the meaning of a person being a fellow countryman, given that Paul of the Bible did not dwell on personal family relationships, it is clear that sanguinis was used to mean a fellow countryman. Paul, in recording Romans chapter 16:21 did not indicate whether this Jason was the Jason of Thessalonians, but from the fact that Paul mentions his name together with Timothy, who he sent to Thessalonica in his place, it seems clear that this Jason is the Jason of Thessalonica. Jason also was a Jew.
바울로부터 복음을 영접하고 그리스도인이 되어서 바울에게 자기 집을 유숙지로 제공해 주었다는
But he was dragged to the city officials by the Jews, other Jews, who used thugs for drag him away for accepting the gospel and providing lodging for Paul's party, which was not even a crime. and was released only after writing a pledge that he would not associate with Paul anymore.
자신들을 위해 디모데를 파송해 준 바울 덕분에
But with the help of Timothy and encouragement of Paul,
신앙을 지키고 성장시킬 수 있었을 뿐만 아니라
Jason was able to grow his faith.
바울이 두 번씩이나 보내어 준 편지를 힘입어
And with the encouragement of the letters that Paul wrote,
바울을 돕는 믿음의 용장으로 우뚝 설 수
Jason was able to become a brave fighter of faith who helped Paul.
믿음의 형제들이 통치자들 앞에서
Despite the interferences of Jews
or political hacks. 그것은
Now when Jason and other brothers of faith wrote the pledge that they would not associate with Paul and were released, it seemed that the Jews, the political hacks, with loud voices seemed to have won. But the final victor was Jason, the brothers of faith of Thessalonica and Paul's party. No, it was actually the victory of the gospel which they believed and the victory of Jesus Christ, the master of the gospel.
바울을 제거하기 위해서 폭력과 거짓마저 불사했던
If the Jews, the political hacks of Thessalonica, who used violence and untruth without hesitation, proves that faith does not belong to everyone, then Jason and the believers of Thessalonica also prove that not everyone has faith from the opposite perspective.
참된 그리스도인들이었습니다. 오늘은 우리를 위해 이 땅에 오신
Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, which marks the birth of the Lord who came to this earth 2,000 years ago and the waiting of his return. If Jesus died 2,000 years ago on the cross as a traitor because of the plots of political hacks, And if Apostle Paul, too, had to live in midst of persecution by the religious political hacks, the dominance of political hacks will not wind down until the day the Lord comes again. In politics, in business, in education, culture, and religion,
지금까지 그러해왔던 것처럼
political hacks who pursue after their entitlements and personal gains without having a shred of concern for the nation, the people, and humanity will continue to exert influence as they have in the past.
이기는 것처럼 보일 것입니다. 그러나 속지 마십시다.
And it will appear that they have won. But we should not be duped. That is not victory, but an act of self-damage, which proves that faith does not belong to everyone. It may seem powerless and slow, but the final victor is always those who follow after Jesus Christ with their all. You know why? Because Jesus lived again among the dead, breaking death apart on the third day after he died, after he had been nailed to the cross because of the plots of religious political hacks. Therefore, all political hacks, all violence and falsity are bound to lose to Jesus Christ. To Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. Actually, it is the opposite. Paul, who was beheaded because of the schemes of political hacks, and Peter, who died by being nailed to the cross upside down, and Reverend Chugito, who died in jail under the Japanese rule, ultimately all won. Let us not be misled by the loud voices of this world. Let us live as true disciples of Jesus, who care for our nation, our people, and humanity, and show that faith does not belong to everyone with the way we live. Although we may not amount to much, the Lord will not only give us final victory, but will use us as the light of Christmas that brings light to this dark world. Let us pray.
2000년 전
Jesus died 2,000 years ago on the cross because of the false plots of religious and political hacks. And until the day of the Lord's coming, political hacks who only pursue their entitlements and personal gain will be dominant in all spheres of our society. And neither will violence nor falsity disappear. But Jesus, who died due to the false plots of religious and political hacks, lived again, breaking death apart. Thank you for personally proving, by doing so, that only those who follow Jesus will become the final victor, although they may appear powerless and slow. We pray that you will allow us the wisdom and the courage not to be blinded or misled by the voices of political hacks who only pursue after their benefits, no matter how loud they are. By living for this nation, our people, and humanity after the ways of Jesus, may we prove personally that not everyone has faith. May our lives, lived in such a way, become the light of Christmas, which bring light to this dark world. Lord, the 18th presidential election has ended. May the new president-elect become the president for all, who not only sincerely listened to 51.5% who voted for her, but 48% of those who did not vote for her. May you give her the wisdom to distinguish between statesmen and political hacks. May she understand the feeling of loss and emptiness that those who do not vote for her are feeling. May she become a great vessel who, if necessary for the nation, our people, and world peace, bringing qualified people, regardless of party lines, although they may be with the opposition. And more than anything, may she dedicate herself to the task of building a warm society in which a person respects another person, so that she becomes the hands of the Lord who comfort countless people who live with deep sorrows in their hearts. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.